My name's Pete Adams from SW9 Community Housing, and you're listening to episode 2 of the SW9 podcast. Podcasting is still a bit new for us, but this time we're using a bit more of a professional setup, and I've got a real microphone and everything, so I hope that this time round it's a bit more of a pleasant listening experience for you. The reason we created the SW9 podcast was to let you, our residents, find out more about the organisation, what we do, and why we do it. However, at the end of the last episode, I did say that if you had something interesting you'd like to share with us, to get in touch. And to my surprise, someone did. Today, I'll be speaking to David Guiver from the Office for National Statistics, all about the 2021 census and how to take part. Before we get to that though, here's a quick roundup of all the latest news from Stockwell Park. Although restrictions are easing, SW9, along with the rest of England, is still under lockdown. This means that the office remains closed, and that a number of your SW9 services are being delivered in a COVID-safe manner. Please visit our website at sw9.org.uk for more information, or watch the video on our YouTube channel. Just search for SW9 Community Housing. Please do all you can to keep yourself, your household, and the wider community safe during this time. We are currently on the lookout for new board members. It's an exciting time to join the SW9 board, as we have big decisions coming up that will make a fundamental difference to the future of Stockwell Park. To help us on this journey, we're after one resident board member and one independent board member. We would especially welcome applications from women, those from our Portuguese and Spanish communities, those with a background in finance, and those with a background in social housing. For more information, please visit our website news story. As part of our work to keep you informed about service charges, SW9 will be holding a series of online question and answer sessions about the latest service charge estimates and what they mean for you. Meetings will be specific to certain blocks and held between the 15th and 24th of March. If you would like to attend, please visit our website news story for the links. As I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, today's interview is with David Guiver. He's from the Office for National Statistics. I spoke to him about the upcoming census, why it's important, and how you can take part. David, welcome to the SW9 podcast. Thank you very much for coming.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
So as I understand it, your job title is Census Engagement Manager for North Lambeth, and you work for the Office for National Statistics. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. And my job is to help people in Lambeth to participate in the census.
Great. And so does that mean you're actually based in Lambeth?
Yes, I am. I'm a Lambeth resident myself, so I'm ideally placed to help communities in the area to take part.
So I suppose the next obvious question is, what is a census? Why are we carrying it out?
Well, that is a great question. So the census is a survey of all the households in England and Wales. And it happens every 10 years and has been doing so all the way back since 1801. And what it does is it helps to give a snapshot of the population. And this snapshot helps to inform policymaking, plan public services, and inform where billions of pounds are spent, for example, on roads, schools, and hospitals. So it's very important that everyone fills it in so that information can be collected accurately and those decisions on local services can be made effectively.
So it really is very important stuff. But who actually has to fill it in? I mean, surely you can't be after everybody.
Well, yes, indeed. It's important that everyone is recorded on the census, and every household in Lambeth will receive a letter very shortly letting them know how to take part. And it's important that everybody does, and everyone that lives in those households is recorded.
Right, and how do people actually fill it in? Do they do it using the letter, or can they do it online?
So this is what we call a digital first census, meaning we are encouraging as many people as possible to complete the census online. It makes the whole process a lot more easier, a lot straightforward, and a lot quicker to do. So on that letter that households receive, there will be a unique 16-digit access code. You can then go to the census website, type in the code, and complete your census online. We do realise, however, that not everyone will be comfortable completing it online, so you can still request the paper form if you wish to do so. And you can request that on the website or by telephoning our helpline on 0800 141 2021 and requesting a paper form. Anyone can request a paper form, and you don't need to give a reason why. And finally, the third way you can complete your census is over the telephone. So if you don't feel comfortable or confident completing it online or writing it down on the form, you can phone up our helpline and give your answers over the phone.
And I suppose it would be remiss of me not to ask at this point, what actually is the website address?
Yeah, good question. It is www.census.gov.uk. And all of that information as well, along with the helpline number, will be included on that letter that households will receive in early March.
Great stuff. So in these days of GDPR compliance, what's the data actually used for?
Well, we use the data for statistical purposes to be able to build an overview of the borough and the people and the communities and the needs of the people that are living there. But you're right, you know, data security is a very crucial issue in this day and age. And it's very important for me to say that everything that you record on your census form is completely confidential. It's not shared with any other organisation or government department. The ONS is independent from the government, and this means that any officials dealing with payments or services you receive cannot see your census information. So, for example, your landlord can't see it, the local council won't see it, you know, any benefits you're claiming, they won't have access to that census information. We are clearly collecting it for statistical purposes to build that overview of society.
The SW9 community, based in and around Stockwell Park, is made up of many, many people who don't have English as a first language. Is there any support for those or other vulnerable people to fill in the census forms?
Yes, there is plenty of support available. Because the census is so important, as I said before, every household has to fill it in. And our role here at the ONS is to try to make that as easy as possible. So on our website, you will find information and guidance in 49 different languages. You will also find support available in accessible versions of the information as well. We're talking about in Braille, we're talking about easy read, we're talking about large print. Information can be ordered from our website in all of those different formats. You can also telephone our support centre and they will also be able to connect you with a translator who will be able to help answer any queries that you have about the census at all. So there is definitely support in place for people who might not speak English as their first language, because of course, as I said, it's important that we include everyone in the census.
That's great. Brilliant, in fact, that you're doing so much to support people. Is there anything else that our residents should know about the census?
Census Day is Sunday the 21st of March. That means when you are completing your census form, you are bearing in mind the information that is applicable on that day. For example, who lives in your household. But you can complete your census form as soon as you receive that letter in the post. And again, when you receive that letter, remember that there is plenty of support available to help you take part, you know, on the website, from the call centre. So don't worry and don't panic if you see quite a legal looking document asking you to take part. You know, we are here to encourage and to support everyone to be able to complete the census. So check out the website. And again, that contact number is 0800 141 2021.
Great. And go on, give us the website address again one more time.
Of course, it's www.census.gov.uk.
David, thank you very much for joining us on the SW9 podcast.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you very much for joining us again on the SW9 podcast. And thank you again to David for taking the time out to join us. If you enjoyed it or would like to hear more about something specific that SW9 do, then please do get in touch. We may even be able to get you on the show. You can contact us at telephone 0207 326 3700, email using info@sw9.org.uk, or using our website contact us form. That's at www.sw9.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and YouTube. Just search for SW9 Community Housing. We're still working to get the show on all the main podcast providers, but if you can, please do give us a rating and a review so that we can know what's working for you. Until next time, thank you very much for joining us on the SW9 podcast. Bye-bye.